أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. امين امين يا رب العالمين. اللهم الهمنا وسددنا، اللهم الهمنا رشدنا وقنا شرور انفسنا وسيئات اعمالنا. اللهم جملنا بالصفات، وجملنا بالاخلاق، وجملنا بالصدق والاخلاص، وتقبلنا قبول الحسن يا رب العالمين. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين، اما بعد. Today's topic would be what?
Victory within and defeat within in the light of leadership.
MashaAllah. Victory within versus defeat within with leadership. Actually, this title will not work. Why? The only way it would work, what is leadership quality? What is the qualification of a leadership? Islamically and from dunya perspective. And Islamically also, if you are a Muslim in any given time, either you be a leader or a follower. And as a Muslim, we're supposed to be the best leader and the best follower. How we can be the best leader? The best leader, like one sheikh from Egypt, he said it so beautifully. When we look in a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have to deny yourself. You have to. There's no another way, which is very tough today. You have to deny yourself completely. And in a few minutes, I will explain it to you. You cannot be a leader and think about your benefit. Your own benefit has to be completely diminished. But I have a bad news for you. This needs iman. This needs ikhlas. Because if you have no ikhlas, you cannot do that. And we'll get to that in 1 minute also, in a few minutes. And we have the ultimate role model in leadership. Number one, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number two, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Number three, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. Number three, Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. Number four, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. And we can add one more, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz radiallahu anhu. Why? According to the scholar and historian, this is the people only have quality respected by the whole ummah. Number one, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is the one Allah chose him and perfected his quality. He's a messenger prophet. Somebody might argue, I'm a human being, I'm not a messenger prophet, I'm not an angel, I cannot be a Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we have to follow his footsteps in leadership. And we take from that the example of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Umar ibn Khattab, Uthman ibn Affan, Ali ibn Abi Talib. And when you study, you find each one was unique in his own time. They're not the same. By this way, to summarize it, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did something so beautiful, very beautiful. And this is the first quality in leadership. If you are a leader, you cannot push people to be the way you want. It will never be. You have to respect everybody's ability and his own quality. And use him for his own quality. Not try to push him to be the way you want. By the way, when you look at a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every one of them was unique. Everyone has a special quality. And what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? He chose everyone in the right place, in the right time, for the right job. This is a leadership. But what happened if I'm arrogant? What happened if I'm very ego person? I will look at you, I want you to be this way. It will never happen. Now I break your heart, I'm wasting my time and my effort, and you will never come with the result I like. By the way, if you ask me, the problem even today in the whole Ummah, leadership. If you look in the history of the Ummah, when we have a leadership, we have quality, we have rise up. When we do not have a leadership, the whole Ummah cares. But the leadership also need a follower with obedience. By the way, you need two. You need a leadership who unites the heart of the people around him. Do you hear what I said? Unite the heart of people around him. And you need a follower who have ikhlas and you want to obey him for sabilillah to get the job done. By this way, if the leader have lack of sincerity, Allah give him a follower lack of sincerity. You see? By this way, don't ever as a leader complain about the follower. It's me. Just before you came, I was sitting in this chair and I'm talking to Allah. I said, Allah forgive me, I do not have the quality. If I have the quality, I will not be sitting here with 10, 15 people. I will be somebody. But I do not have the quality. By this way, Allah give me according to my quality. You see? By this way, the first thing is how I develop my own quality to be a leader. And how I develop my own quality to be a follower. One scholar said so beautiful when I was young. He told me, my son, in any given time, you will be a leader. And any given time, you will be a follower. If you're going to be a leader, fear Allah and do your best. And if you be a follower, fear Allah and do your best and don't give the leader a hard time. You see? By this way, to examine leadership, number one, ikhlas. Sincerity. And I tell you before, I have a bad news for you. You cannot have ikhlas without iman. Because any minus in iman, meaning disease of the heart, meaning the defeat, like ego, arrogant. If you do not keep your word, it's arrogant. If you're not keeping your commitment, it's arrogant. If you're going to give the wrong information in the wrong time, it's arrogant. Because all you worry about yourself. Arrogant, ego, selfishness, greed. Look at the amount, one small things. What about lack of communication? What about demanding in a time without communication? Until you make the people run away from you. For example, today we have a disease in the Ummah. Once somebody become a leader, he start commanding and dictating with a bad manner. And not only that, I do this. Like before you came, I remember one brother from Pakistan, very simple person, uneducated. Allah gave him unbelievable gift. What is that? He has a huge garage. Huge garage for repairing car. He has like 5, 6, 7 lifter. Huge, unbelievable amount of money. But he have a disease. Once the garage is full, he drive everybody crazy until they quit the job. For example, you are a mechanic working in this car. And everybody is busy. He get new customer. Leave what you're doing, do this and this, do it. And he start make everybody crazy, moving from one job to another. Now the person has no concentration. He lost concentration in his own job. You let him join another job in the middle of the job. Everybody broken hearted. They hate your guts. You make them work with no good feeling. And now everybody making mistakes. And you cannot trace it. Who did it? The manager. The owner, because greed, ego, arrogant. If he just be patient and let everybody do the job and give the customer extra time until this mechanic finish the job, everything will be fine, no problem. But ego and arrogant and greed, it makes a person blind. And every few months, he lose big amount of money and keep crying like a baby. He keep crying like a baby. From million of dollar, he lose million of dollar. Just like that. And I saw him for maybe 7 years, 8 years, I know him. Every 2 months, the same cycle. He never learned. Why? Let me give you bad news. Arrogant, ego, greed, and all this, they coming as a package. With it also, blindness. With it, stubbornness. To the point, you're not ready to clean up. This is why I tell you from the beginning, lack of ikhlas, lack of iman. Let's examine Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. Because like I tell you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's a Rasul. If we talk about him, he said, excuse me, I'm not a Rasul. And to make it short for you today, let's examine Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. Umar al-Khattab is tough, very tough. When he became Khalifa, what's the first thing he did? What's the first thing? He get up in the minbar, in the front of everybody. And he made dua between Allah, between him and Allah, in the front of everybody. He said, Ya Allah, you know me, I'm tough, make me soft. He didn't hide his own mistakes. He didn't hide his own weakness. He didn't act arrogant when somebody give him advice. How many times Umar, Farooq al-Ummah, the one at 19th verse, came from Allah, completely compliant with Umar. 19th verse of Quran. Umar make decision, Jibreel alayhi salam come with a verse in Quran, complying with Umar Khattab idea. The one Allah, Rasulullah said, if anybody will be mulham, will be a messenger after me, will be Umar. But look what he did. When a woman is standing, and she said, Ya Umar, you made a mistake. In the front of everybody, Farooq al-Ummah, he said, a woman is right and Amir al-Mu'min is wrong. Look what he said right away in the front of people. Today our ego, our sickness, how you talk to me like this? You do not know who you're talking to. You make me look down. All we worry about our own ego. By this way, when we deal with anything, the number one in our heart is our ego. Don't touch it. This lack of ikhlas. Because if you have ikhlas, the job to be done. With me, without me, by my name, without my name, job to be done. But this need ikhlas, need iman, need vision, need a person humble to Allah, need a person he recognize everybody's fault and weakness, and don't step over anybody's weakness. We need a leadership, do not dictate what he wants in the last minute. Do this, do this, do this, do, excuse me, let me know, I'm in the middle of something. This is not a leadership. A leadership share, consult. Imagine, now we go back to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The one Allah said, وَمَا يَنْتَقَ عَلِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ. He doesn't talk except with wahy, revelation. And we find too many occasions when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was walking and going in the battlefield, and he asks a companion, what do you think? We camp here or we camp here? They said, Ya Rasulullah, it is wahy or your idea? He said, no, it's my idea. He said, we have a better idea than you. We know this area more than you. Excuse me, I'm Rasulullah. No, astaghfirullah al-azim. He said, show me. Share with me, consult me, tell me what to do. Imagine, this is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Somebody tell him, Ya Rasulullah, this is not the right idea. I have the right idea. Right away, he said, tell me what to do. How many of us, when we get a position, we do that? It's called mashura, consultation. One of the most important part of consultation unites the heart. Why? It makes me feel you're coming to me and tell me, what do you think? What is your idea? It gives me respect. But if all the time you command me and you never share with me, you never consult me, how I feel? I feel you have no respect for me. But let me give you bad news. The person who does that is blind. And his own shaitan bubble him up. Oh, we have to do this. We have to do this. This has to be done. And then, excuse me, who are you? Did you let me know? And let me tell you honest. Every time I come to India, everybody do it to me. Everybody do it to me. So and so, I'm coming, so and so. Excuse me, do you know what's going on in my life? Do you know who called me? This is a habit. And I promise you, if you do that at job, you do it with your children, you do it with your wife, you do it with yourself. By the way, you cannot have a leadership without humble and humility. But anything I'm going to tell you, I have a bad news for you. We go back to Iman. If you do not have the right Iman, you have no qualification, you have no quality, you have mistakes. What is the mistake called? Genetic. The one, the gibilla, the one you have been created with. You remember we talked about it last year? Every one of us has default, has mistakes, has sickness, has disease of the heart. Iman elevate you from the disease of the heart to have a better quality. The more you have Iman, genetic go down. The more you have genetic, Iman go down. By this way, journey of victory, Iman. Journey of defeat, genetic. You see? And let me give you a very bad thing I saw it in my life. You tell me you cannot get rid of some of your bad habits? You cannot even recognize it? You cannot stop it? You cannot record and hear yourself? And you're running? This is what happened. Because shaitan make you feel you are right all the time. And everybody's wrong. This is not a leadership. No way, you lost already. Even if you gain in short time, you will lose in the long term. Because you lost the heart. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِ. And if you are tough, hard, heart. Your heart is hard. If you're tough and your heart is hard, they will get away from you. But actually, the leadership, the more you soft, the heart is united. And when you have united the heart, you have a jama'ah, you have a group, you can do whatever you want. But if you dictate, dictating Islam is not exist. There's a big difference between leadership with persistence and honor and dictation. Huge difference. If you obey me with my pleasure and your pleasure, this leadership. If you obey me and in your heart is broken, and after you leave, what he's doing? Every time he does the same thing, you're lost. This is not a leadership. This is a dictation. Meaning you are a dictator. Meaning you're not a Muslim at this moment. You cannot lead. This is why even in Salah, Rasulullah SAW, what he said? He said, the worst imam, the worst one Allah hate, the imam he pray and the follower hate him. Yes. How you can be an imam and the people hate you? Today sometimes even we see it in masajid. No, I have to be an imam. I'm not leaving. Excuse me. People hate you. People do not like you. You should say salamu alaykum, finished. Because you cannot beat up somebody and tell him, please love me, or like me, or follow me. It has to be unity of the heart. This unity of the heart, where it coming from? Allah, according to your iman, according to your humble and humility, according to your ikhlas, even apply it in wife and kids. If the wife and kids acting up, don't blame them. Take a hike. Go to yourself and start saying, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-dhalimin. Because the manner of wife and kids according to Allah. You see? The companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, we know the status of our iman according to the manner of our mule and horses. When our mule and horses do not obey us and acting up, we know something wrong with us. And we used to leave them for Sabilillah. And we used to go check ourselves, make istighfar and tawbah, and try to refresh our iman. The companion fresh their iman. The companion is a sinner. The companion correct themselves. The companion, please, they are wrong, not the mule. You see, today what we do? You're wrong. By this way, a leader who make himself wrong all the time. He make himself wrong all the time to hear from others. When you look at the Mashura or Shura in Islam, the Amir do not make a decision. When the Amir or the leader in Islam get a situation, before he make a verdict, he makes Salah al-Nabi, he make dua, he asks everybody to make dua, and he start from right to left. And here's the opinion of everyone, without no any command. Nobody cross the command everybody. Everybody has his own opinion with respect. When you get all the shura or the mashura, all the consultation from everybody, now you have all the knowledge and wisdom of the respected people. What happens if you believe you have knowledge more than them? It's a big problem. And even in then, Islamically, they said, also take mashura, make them part with you. And sometimes they make verdict or make decision according to them to make them happy to unite the heart. Because if they see you all the time making your own decision, little by little they hate you. And little by little they will not do anything for you with good hearted. And you will cause division and disliking. And shaitan will enter. They will not be too honest to you. They will start hiding things from you. You see? And the whole things will collapse. And one of the problem today also, all this because we have a short vision. We do not have a long vision. Why Muslim have a short vision? Because he's not a Muslim. He's not a Muslim. You cannot be a Muslim and have a short vision. You cannot be. This ego again and arrogant. That's why you always think about now and that's it. That's why you cannot think about other feeling, other thinking, other respect, other what do you have, other does not exist. Arrogant, again, arrogant and ego. But long vision, because my your long vision as a leader, what is it? It's not the job to be done, it's the heart to be united. heart be united is much greater important than the job to be done. Because if you unite the heart, and even you come to them one day and said, we want to spend 24 hours working, we need this to be done, they would do it with all the pleasure. Because they love you, they respect you, they respect your opinion. But if you do not achieve the first one, in the long run, again, the heart is broken, the mind is not with you, is no unity of fikr. And by the way, the leader, the one who unites the heart and the brain toward him. By this way, they said the leader, by this way, when we are together, one heart, one brain, one everything. How you do that? Again, love and compassion between each other. You cannot do it with any another way. And again, bad news, humble and humility, service the people, respect them, be considerate, make them involved in decision making. Don't give them decision all of a sudden. This is not a leadership. I work in American company many times. You know what I discover? They follow the Sultan. We do not. Before the company coming with any decision, the manager come, we said, we have a unit meeting. I'm planning to do such and such. My manager coming with this. We have this proposal. What do you think? We today, what we do, even if we do the meeting, I make you feel sick and want to vomit. Because I do it superficial. I already dictate, that's it. You talk or you do not talk, I'm going to do it. Arrogant and ego again. Imagine the kafir has no arrogant and ego. He bought a board and he said, tell me, what do you think? Okay, so and so said this. And he start writing. Everybody's name, his idea. Name, idea, name, idea. And after that we discuss it. We erase some idea, we keep some idea until we come to the conclusion, the best for the job. He might be coming with idea. By the end of the meeting, his idea is finished. And we come in as a unit meeting with a new idea, this is a perfect one. Tell me honest to Allah, can you have a meeting like that? Huh? And the manager can be 100% wrong, and you can give him feedback and he's humble himself? If you do that, even I work with Italian man, okay? And he was a very successful businessman, multi-millionaire. I tell him, how you do it? He said, me as a manager, I have to collect good soul, good people, good-hearted, good honest people. Your salary is 200, I give you 400. You work very nice, I give you bonus. Now you are belong to me. I do not have to be there. Now, everybody in the right place, everybody doing his best, because he know for a fact, he getting very well paid, everybody take care about him, nobody can serve him better than me. Now I'm united the heart to him. Now I do not need to train one person every 6 months. Now I make him work for me for life. By this way, I can get the job steady. People will be very expert in their what they're doing, and they live longer, and they produce much better, and the business will be very stable. But when you have ego and arrogant and greed, the more you make money, you cut from the people. The more you make money, cut from the people. Now what happened? After the people reach certain perfection, they leave. Now you have to start from scratch. Who's the loser? You! Just for a few dollars or whatever amount of money, you can save a big business. But with the leadership, he has to stabilize his workforce. He has to stabilize it. He stabilize it by his charisma, his manner, his attitude, sharing, be kind, be generous, make them part of decision making. And not only that, make them part of the finance. Give them a bonus, give them 1%, he will never leave. It's a company, a trucking company, a moving company. It is worldwide, called UPS. Everybody knows. Do you know what they do? Every driver, he pay money, he gets salary, but they tell him, you're not a worker. You are a worker and part of the company. The company make money, you make money. But it's with your salary according to how the company make money. The more the company make money, you will have certain percentage. Do you think now how it will work? UPS has no manager, not too many managers. Because everybody his own manager. Now we're decreasing the expense. But we, when we do something, manager in every group. And before you know it, everybody has his own diseases and the whole thing is mess. By this way, again, to have a successful leadership quality. I'm a manager. I'm supposed to get certain amount of money a year. If I'm a Muslim manager, think about I'm supposed to get 30% raise. The company make good money, I'm going to get 30%. No, I'm going to take 20%. And this 10%, I'm going to divide it among you. How you feel? How you feel when all of a sudden this money coming from me to you? How you feel? How you feel when I come to you and tell you, take your wife and kids, go for 10, 15 days, go. Go someplace, you know, relax. It's not on me. This bonus from me. How you feel? But the problem, if you have no long vision, if you have no trust, if you have no humble and humility, if you have no generosity, if you don't care about the business to succeed for long run, what you do? You will never do it. You won't want the 30% for yourself. You want 40%. You want 50%. This is what American company did. The COO making a lot of money, all the manager making plenty of money, and the whole company suffered. And what happened? The whole company fell down. We go back to Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. When he get up in a minbar to give a speech in Jum'ah, one person get up, he said, Ya Umar, I'm not going to sit in here and listen to you. He said, why? He said, your jilbab, your thobe, your dress is too long. Where do you get the clothing from? You're supposed to get this amount of yard, this amount of meter, from Bait al-Mal al-Muslimin. But this size is extra. Where do you get the extra from? I'm not going to listen to you until you tell me where's the extra. This Umar. What Umar said? Ya Abdullah, his son, get up. Tell them what happened. Abdullah coming with short dress. He said, I donate my extra clothing for my father because he's too big. And I feel shy for him. He said, now I can sit down. Talk, Ya Umar. He didn't say, excuse me? What are you talking about? This is Jum'ah. Sir, shut up. Don't talk. No, right away, he gave him the proof. But you see, all what I'm talking about, if you do not have Iman, how you can do it? Today you can even get a book about leadership, manpower, management. Is a man, very famous man in the 80s and 90s, and he made Chrysler, and when it really was Chrysler, the famous company car. You have the Chrysler, you have GM, and you have Ford. Now Chrysler went down. Now Chrysler, what happened to Chrysler? This manager, his name Iacocca. Iacocca is very, very famous multimillionaire. When he quit and everything, somebody interview him. This man has the quality of a Muslim, but he doesn't know. They said to him, how you lead? What advice is a new generation? He said, you have a problem. He said, management is an art. Either you have it or you don't. It has nothing to do with education, or if you go to school or not school. Either you have it or you don't. You have to be a human being. Look what he said. He said, you have to be a human being. You have to make people care for you and you care for them. You manage. Very simple. The way he talk, very simple. And when he talk, it's Islam. And he doesn't know it. I said, subhanAllah, where is our people? But when you look at him, he's a very humble person. But when you find all the major leader ever been successful, very humble. And all the leader going to collapse a big company, arrogant. Even with knowledge and expertise. Because even if you are a manager or a leader, and you do not have the knowledge, you do not have the expertise, but unite the heart. And you take the idea from everyone. Now, instead of having one brain, you have 10-15 brain. 10-15 heart. Which one is more powerful? One brain or 15 brain? Imagine if I get the 15 brain and the 15 heart in one part. For one idea. How powerful this idea would be. You see? I can be sitting like an idiot. I do not know nothing. But I'm humble myself. You tell me, what is the best? You tell me. And everybody give me for the best from his heart. And we write it down. And we consult. And we talk with each other until we find the solution. I can be zero. But now, I came with the best solution. Even I do not know nothing about what you're talking about. Because you give me all the knowledge already. But a manager or a leader doesn't have to have the knowledge if he's humble enough. And when you study the history, many leaders in Islam was not very educated. But they have what? Iman. We'll talk about it next week. Okay? When we start the Quran and we see the Quran Makki, how it works. By this way, leadership, if you really belong to Allah, you have leadership. And you are a very beautiful follower too. If you not belong to Allah, you cannot do it. If you have some greed and some diseases, and the follower have some greed and some diseases, where are we going? Defeat. Like I tell you, no stability. You cannot have successful business when the manpower keep changing. You want to stabilize your base. You want to stabilize your base. And you cannot mix. What it mean? Once you have a base, leave them alone. Okay, I want to add. Have a new, completely another group. New. Put them in training, and in the meantime, give them some job to work for. And let some of the elder people and the base to care about one. Everybody to care about one. Now, for example, you have 10 people base, and you have 10 people new. Now, in 1 year, you have 20 people base. But this only when everybody is united. Who will make all this unity for you? Allah. When you sincere. Again, go back to sincerity. Any fault is you. Take a hike, go to the jungle, keep crying to Allah, La ilaha illa anta, subhanaka inni kuntu minadh dhalimin. By the way, from dunya perspective, from Islamic perspective, leadership is a quality. Who's the owner of the quality? Allah. Why he give you quality if you are Abd, if you belong to him? And what is the first quality of Abd? Humble and humility. You see how we go back? Also, leadership have to have wisdom. What is wisdom? I was saying to some people yesterday, what the terminology, what wisdom mean? In English and Arabic and Islam, they said wisdom, hikmah, is the knowledge. The knowledge, the best one to do or say in a specific time for the best benefit for you. This wisdom is the best word, the best action or reaction in a certain time or a place or a condition to benefit you most. If I say some word or I act or I react in a certain time and a place for the best of my benefit, this wisdom. Bad news again. Wisdom of a quality. Only Allah can give it to you. You cannot buy it, you cannot learn it. It has to be given. And Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu said something. He said, Allah give wisdom to whom he love. Allah give wisdom to whom he love. Look at this word. Meaning you have to be beloved to Allah first. How you get love to Allah? You have to be not regular abd. You have to be abd. Try to please Allah. You're doing a lot of extra to get the love. Once you get the love, Allah will give you wisdom. And Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu wa karamallahu wajhu, he said, and Allah will not give it to four. Allah will not give it to four people. Who's the four people? He said, the one who loves dunya. He will not get wisdom. By the way, when you study Arabic or English or anything, what is the opposite word of wisdom? Foolishness, ahmaq. In Arabic, wisdom is hikmah. Wise. And what's the opposite? A fool. If you command your people too much, he's a fool, he's not a manager. If you always change your mind in the right time and nobody knows, he's a fool. Because he's breaking the heart of the people. You let them feel you're dictating. You make them feel they are not a part of the team. Even if you mean well. Mean well to them, I mean well. You do not know, I mean, is not enough. Rasulullah ﷺ mean well. But he share, he consult, he ask, he teach us. Without that, you cannot get it. You have to consult. You have to have a space. You have to allow the people to breathe, to be normal. But again, if you love dunya, you do not see none of this. Because love of dunya, part of that, arrogance and ego and all the disease come with it. What else? And he said, the one who worry about tomorrow, he will not get wisdom. The one who worry about tomorrow, no wisdom for him. Because if you worry about tomorrow, you have no trust in Allah. Imagine if you don't trust in Allah, you want Allah to love you. Are you mentally disabled? And number three, al-hasid. The one who envy and jealous of people. Hasad. Because if you have hasad, what it means? You do not like what Allah gives you. You do not believe Allah is just. You do not believe Allah gives you enough. Meaning you're denying Allah His own quality. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that hasad, the one who do hasad, aduun lillah. He's the enemy of Allah. If you look at people and compare, you are the enemy of Allah already. Not beloved to Allah. Today we look at each other, I look to your wife, you look to my wife. I look to your house, you look to my house. I look to your car, you look to my car. You look to my quality, I look to my quality. We envy each other even. I give you a job, you finish it, and he didn't finish it. You finish it, and you see, by this way, our heart is not content. I'm not saying to you, oh brother, mashallah, may Allah put barakah in you. You did it. Allah yiftah alik. May Allah open for you. May Allah put blessing in you. We do not do that. But right away, how we did it. And we feel like anger inside. Anger! When I work in a computer field, teach you arrogance. Teach you arrogance and ego. Every time you solve a problem, I did it. I. Who said I? Shaitan. And instead of saying, no ma tawfiqi illa illah. It's Allah allowed me to do it. You see, go back to the man. You see? Follow up and you know. Verse way number 3, Al-Hasid. Aduun lillah. The enemy of Allah. Allah will not give him wisdom. This is why he's stupid, idiot. He keep doing envy and jealousy to people. It's almost like, you know, Allah, you do not know. I'm here. Why you didn't give me? You see? That's why when you study hasad, the person actually is a kafir. He's a kafir. To the point, it's a funny story. Is Fir'aun, the Pharaoh of Egypt, he used to have a technique. Every time he built something completely in secret, the people who built the place, after he built it completely, he gave poison to them, killed them all. By the way, nobody knows the entrance and exit except him. He's the only one know the entrance and exit in the whole palace and the whole kingdom. And all the builder has to die after they finish the job. And one day, one of the doors, somebody knocked. But this is a secret door. Nobody knows. How somebody find it's a door? He opened the door. He said, who are you? He said, you don't know me? He said, no. He said, I'm Shaitan. He said, Shaitan. And he explained to him. He said, you know, you are very bad. You call yourself as a Lord. I refuse one obedience. And look what Allah did to me. And you call yourself, I'm the greatest Lord. And Pharaoh, like, it's like surprise. He said, me and you is very bad in the eye of Allah. But do you know who's worse than me and you? He said, is anybody worse than me and you? He said, yes. He said, who's that? He said, the one who do hasad. Allah hit him more than me and you. Because he's not content with what Allah ordained for him. And not only that, and he doesn't believe in the justice of Allah. And he believed Allah did zulm to him. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Meaning, little by little you're denying Allah existing in his own quality. And this why when we study what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, the manager, the leader, has to unite the heart. And has to make sure the heart is united. And don't leave a bad apple in the ground. Don't leave a bad apple in the ground. Any bad-hearted person, take him out. If a bad-hearted person in the group, he spoils the whole group. He causing fitna. By this way, the leadership, if you are a leadership, what you do? You make sure you do not mix good apple with bad apple. What happens if somebody bad apple have a group of bad apple together? Under training. Ready to go or stay. But don't mix. Ever. Even if they are genius. They can give you one job and they can destroy the whole company. And eating the heart of the people like insect. Because the person who has disease of the heart, he's a contagious. And also the person who has good heart is a contagious. If a person has good heart, spread. The goodness spread. And a person has a bad heart, also spread. But which means the leader has to make sure. The heart is united. Any heart is not united, out. Make them alone completely. And number four. The one who has no rely on Allah. The one who doesn't rely on Allah to tawakkul, Allah do not give him wisdom. Why? Because if you do not do tawakkul ala Allah, what it means? Your ego, arrogant. You think you can do it. It's my plan. It's my mind. Instead of sitting and saying, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ You humble yourself. By this way, if you're a leader, every time something happens, you make sajda and think, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Sajda shukr. And if you make a mistake, or the group make a mistake, you make sajda, tawbah, or two rak'ah tawbah. And you as a follower do the same. If you succeed in any business or any solving any problem, you say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, you go make turaqa shukr, or even sajda shukr, to humble yourself and announce it between you and Allah. Because even your brain, you do not generate. You have no control over your brain. It's a tawfiq from Allah. By his wisdom. By his way, the leader has to have what? A lot of quality. He has to be wise, caring, generous, kind, humble and humility, respect other, respect the opinion, sharing, consultation. Excuse me, what is that? This is a quality of a mu'min. Go back to iman again. Any minus in iman, minus in quality, minus in leadership, and minus in follower. You see how it works again? By this way, when we look, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he came in a certain time after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He leads the ummah with certain quality. Umar Khattab radiallahu anhu is different. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, very straight, very sharp, very soft. Umar Khattab, very strong, very tough, very just, very generous. Uthman ibn Affan, very soft, very compassion, very forgiveness. And Ali ibn Abi Talib, very wise, forgive, lobbies. Why? Every time is unique, needs certain leader. What it mean now? Meaning the leader have to respect the environment, the time, situation, whom he dealing with. This is why somebody came complaining to Umar radiallahu anhu, or even Umar complaining about somebody, and he said, you people do that, do that, do that, do that, do that. And somebody of the companion, I forget his name, he said, Ya Umar, we forget who you are. You're not Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we're not you and Abu Bakr. Don't blame us. Your time is different and we are different. By this way, one of the wisdom of a leadership to respect the time, the place, the condition. You cannot be stuck all the time. Your attitude is the same. No! Life change, the weather change, the age change, people change, heart change, mind change. The leader, how to stabilize all that? Again, do you know what it means now? It needs basira. What is basira? Vision. What is vision? I can explain it to you. The infrared information system by Allah. The unseen. Meaning it gives you sense. It makes you feel other. It makes you feel other. You do not have to talk to me. I'm your manager. I come in the morning, I see your face. I should right away do not talk to you about business. What I should do? Brother, I do not like what happened. There's something wrong. Tell me the truth. What happened? Oh, please, brother. I said, no, no. Tell me what happened. What happened? I have a situation. Now, what you should do? As a leadership, I should take care about your problem. Delay the job. Delay the job. You see? Delay the job. Now, imagine if I delay the job till you go home. Take care about your whatever problem. Don't worry about it. Take your time. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. Don't worry about it. What happened now? The heart is united. If the heart is united, when you come back, how you work? How is your heart toward your manager? You see? Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu said, if you want to own a heart of a person, be generous. If you want to own a heart of a person, be generous, be kind. Drown the person in your own generosity. Drown the person in your own generosity. You own his heart. Let me give you bad news again. Today, we can have a fake generosity. Because generosity equal money, equal time, equal sacrifice. We cannot do that. But as well, imagine, I know, for example, your wife has a baby. I can go get you a gift, 200-300 rubles. I can get you a gift, 2,000-3,000 rubles. How you feel when your manager go collect money and gift and coming with tons of gift and food and money for you and your baby? What happened now to this follower? You hook him. You hook him. He become your slave. But let me give you bad news. Some people try to be generous with sick people. And the sick people take advantage. And after the sick people take advantage, they become jealous, hate, playing game, and leave. Now he said, you see, I cannot be generous. Every time I'm generous, people take advantage because he's blind. You never have wisdom in the beginning. If you choose the right people, and you do the right generosity for the right heart, with the right intention, with the right goal, Allah put barakah in it. You see, it go back to the roots, the intention. Did you do it to be a big shot, or do it only to unite the heart and make him happy? Did you go, for example, give him the gift, and after you give him the gift, brother, we have a job tomorrow, I want it to be, astaghfirullah al-azim. Look at him. He come and give me a job and give me a headache. He cannot even wait for 1 day. This is not a leadership. Imagine I work with non-Muslim, I work with kuffar, I work with Jewish, I work with everybody. And some of this manager was unique. When he feel I need something, he said, go. Take 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, relax. Take your time, don't worry about it. I will back you up. And when you feel right, come back. Don't worry about it. Your salary is okay, everything is okay, don't worry about it. But the same manager, when he come and tell me, I want you today, 2 days, I'm stuck. I said, don't worry about it. You see? Now he owns me. Now I'm willing to work until I die for him. With complete hearted. Because I know, in Italian, even the mafia, they said, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. We have something much better than that. Much, much better. لا يؤمن أحدكم. You will never be a believer unless you love to your brother what you love to yourself. Imagine when I know, I saw you buying gift for your wife. And you buying the same gift for my wife. How I feel. You see? You take vacation and you come back and tell me, please, take vacation, I'm quiet. Take vacation, I'm quiet. What meaning quiet? Maybe I do not have the money. Do I have to tell you? No. A mu'min has basira, has farasa. What is farasa? Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, somebody entered. And he tell him, I saw zina in your eyes. Go with ghusl. He said to Uthman, are you a psychic? You know the unseen? Nobody sees the unseen. He said, so and so. Did you not hear Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what he said? He said, attaqu farasat al-mu'min fa'innahu yara bi'aynillah aw bi'nurillah. Be careful with the vision and wisdom of the mu'min. He see with the eye of Allah, with the light of Allah. Meaning Allah can give you a message hidden, nobody know. But as with the mu'min, if I meet you today in the office, I can sense right away, you're sick, you have a calamity, you have a fight with your wife. Now what I do? Brother, come on, go, do something. Let's I have some sweet. Go to the mountain. Go say, take some time off. Relax. Take this money. Go buy her a gift. How is the person feel? Now, all these people in my pocket. With the right intention, with the right goal, with the right manner, with the right attitude, with the right character, with a heart full of generosity, with a personality full of humble and humility, with ability to communicate on time, with the ability to share and seek your consultation, with the ability to hear you first before I command you. By this way, I hear you, I see what you want, what you feel, what you're thinking about. And also, you hear me too, and you respect me. By this way, we develop a mutual respect. Like my father when I was young, rahmatullah alayhi, I used to tell him, I like to be respected. He said, very simple, my son. Respect others, they will respect you. Respect other, they will respect you. But it's not a word. It's not a word. Honest to Allah, forgive me. Especially in here. And all the ummah. We have no respect for nobody. We have no consideration. How we do that? No time, no commitment, changing our word. We do not remember what we say. We say things just like that and we do not even think about it. We always blame people. We always demanding what we want in a time we want without even consider what the others say. And we do that to ourselves, to our wife, to our kids, to the surrounding. This is not the quality of the mu'min. The mu'min full of consideration. Because consideration is what? Generosity, kindness, compassion, rahmah, mercy, vision. You care. Full of caring. Full of rahmah. This is a leadership. Why is the ummah in this condition? Lack of leadership. Why we have a lack of leadership? Because we do not have the man or the person have the quality to unite the heart around him. Because to unite the heart around you, it needs a lot of quality. Quality. You cannot have a rope and unite the people. You cannot have a whip and unite the people. You cannot dictate and unite the people. You cannot. Only way to unite the heart around you. With quality. By this way, if you want me to summarize it, you have to be a Muslim. You have to be a mu'min. You have to be abd to Allah first. And if you're real abd and real Muslim, you will be humble even to the cat and dog. because they are creature, creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot be arrogant because Allah give you money or status or knowledge or even obedience or knowledge. No. The more you get closer to Allah, the more you become very low. If you're not going low, something wrong. Have feeling about what people look about you. Honest. They said even get your advice about you even from your own enemy. They would say the bad thing about you, which is true. And this is why also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give advice to Rasulullah and the believer. وَخْفِدْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Lower your wing to the believer. This is a metaphor. Rasulullah has no wing. What is wing? Because in Arabic, when you have a bird, and you want to paralyze the bird completely, you want the bird to be grounded, what you do? You put your feet over the wing. Once you put your feet over the wing, you find the bird is developed. Because where is the power of the bird? In the wings. Without the wing, cannot go anywhere. By the way, if the bird feel is completely intact, she cannot move the wing, she surrender. Like one sheikh one time, he tell me, when I asked him about this verse, he said, you know what happened? You want really be a leader? You want people to love you? Be a rug. Be the rug in the front of the door. Everybody use it to clean the shoes. The rug is stale, but the whole place is clean. For the action of the rug, the whole house is clean. We underestimate the rug, but without the rug, the whole house is dirty. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said, خادم القوم سيدهم. The one who serves people, he is the prince and leader of them. In this life and hereafter. And in the kingdom of Allah. Look at the honor. The one who serves the people, he is the leader. Do you know why? It's again, inside it is a lot of metaphor. What is the metaphor? Because you cannot serve people unless you humble and humility, unless you have generosity, unless you have ikhlas, unless you have iman. Look again, where are we going? By the way, any quality for leadership or follower, if you go to iman, it's fine. By the way, if you ask me, everybody needs journey of iman. And let me give you bad news, really honest bad news. From my experience with all of you and the majority, we water the tree once in a while. We water the tree once a month, once every situation happens. What it mean? I am nice now, I do not do any work for my journey of iman, now genetic take over, now my quality go down, situation go bad, now I start crying and screaming. Now I have a little bit of quality. Now I have a little bit of stability. Now I become arrogant again. Now I'm lowering my zikr. I lower my ibadah. I lower my reading. I lower. Now the genetic come again. Forgive me, but we acting like a woman have her period. But woman is woman. Allah create her this way. She has a cycle and she has a hormone. Is a man should be having a cycle? If the man have a cycle, what happened to the woman? If the man cannot be stable, who will stabilize the home? The man, Allah create him to stabilize the house. Allah create the man to stabilize the community. Allah create the man to stabilize and be leadership of mankind. But if the man acting like, forgive me, like a bad woman, have her prayed. What happened to the mankind? They will have 10 periods. But they have excuse, we have no excuse. We should shave the beard, shave the mustache, put a wig, and may Allah forgive us, we're not men. Because the first quality of a man to be stable. Can you be a manager, Moody? Can you be a manager or a leadership moody? When a woman is moody, we know she has a cycle. But what about you? Is because the wife gives you a hard time, I'm coming moody? Is because the child has a fever, I'm coming moody? Every time a situation, I'm moody? Meaning my iman is weak. Because I cannot be moody. What is moody? Word moody, what it mean? I'm irritated. My quality lower. I'm getting anger. I have no patience. I have no tolerance. All of a sudden my genetic peak high. The fever of my own stupidity and arrogance and ego. Why? Lack of iman. By this way, can me, a mu'min, a man, go up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down? If I'm up and down, how I can be a leader? Tell me, how? The leader has to be stabilized more than anybody else. The leader have to act like a sponge. Everybody screaming, everybody moody, but the leader... You finish? Everybody finish? If the follower finds the leader is calm, what happened to you? It makes you calm. But if the leader acting up, everybody acting up. Go to any shop, go to any school, go to any bank, go any business. Look at the leader, you find the follower. If the leader is calm, follower is calm. Leader is crazy, everybody crazy. Leader is moody, moody. He's arrogant, the arrogant. Ego, ego. I go sometime a place, all the worker, beautiful manner. To the point they attract me. I said, please, I want to see your manager. Okay. I go to the manager, I find him coming with humble and humility. Right away I know. He has humble and humility. He chooses humble and humility people. Everybody calm, service is calm, everything is nice. Because him. You have arrogance and ego, Allah give you arrogance and ego to teach you a lesson. You're stubborn, they give you stubborn ego. You have to understand the sunnah of Allah. By this way, the lack of quality in your follower is a lack of quality in you. Don't blame them. You're the one who chooses them. You're the manager, you're the one who collect them. Why you blame them? Use a farmer. Go back again to iman. If you have a good intention, with good humble and humility, with the right eye, you will look for the right heart, the right soul, everything is fine. You have ego, arrogant, stubbornness, whatever, you collect people like that, Allah give you this as a fitna to you, because your own diseases, and now you cry over it. Do you get it or no? Now we have to choose. By this way, when you look at the manager or leader, he has to be in constant watering himself. Watering himself. He wants to make sure he's in the right shape. Physically, spiritually, mentally, knowledge, attitude, he's responsible. You sleep, everybody sleep. You lie, everybody lie. You cheat, everybody cheat. You go out of work, everybody go out of work. You greedy, they greedy. This is sunnah of Allah. You generous, he generous. You humble, they humble. And you will find it even in your wife and kids. If you see any disease in your wife and kids, you have to know for a fact. This is a mirror to Allah tell you, this is some of you. You have to make tawbah. You, me, I have to make tawbah. And minister fa is my fault. Once I correct myself, Allah correct change condition. By this way, the leader do not blame people. He blame whom? Himself. The leader do not go and say, you did it. I did it. Is my fault. I take the blame. and you try to think about your own fault. Every situation happens, you reflect over your own fault, not their fault. Again, bad news. You cannot do that unless you have iman and you have humble and humility. How many times even you do that with your wife? She acting up. Instead of going said, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu dhalimin. Now, and you fight. I promise you for sabilillah. Humble yourself, put your nose down. Go and keep saying, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu dhalimin. Make istighfar, make tawbah. You will see what will happen. The whole condition of the family changed. You do not see, you do not have to say one word. Wallahi alladhi la ilaha illa huwa. You do not have to say one word. I believe in Allah. I believe in Quran. I believe in His word. He said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never change the condition of any group or any nation or individual unless He change what? Within themselves. And this was the whole ummah do not see. By this way, if you have victory within, Allah give you victory outside. Allah give it to you. By this way, if I'm a mu'min, Allah give me victory. Allah give me a beautiful group. Allah give me money. What I have to do? More shukr, more more humble, more humility, more to be nice, more quality, more spending. Why? It's all from Allah. How I can be arrogant? I do not have it. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Every goodness is from Allah. You want your future? Very simple. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you thank me, I will increase. وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. And if you do kufr, my torture is severe. You said, excuse me, I'm praying. I didn't do kufr. Yes, you did. Once Allah give you upper hand, you make some money, the company is growing, now the arrogance starts. It's kufr. Because you do not respect Allah. You think it's me, it's my business. I did it, it's my effort, my intelligence. Meaning you're going down. But with a real shukr, like Allah said it in Quran also, about Dawood alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salam. اعملوا آل داود شكرا وقليل من عبادي الشكور. O David, family, and Sulaiman, do shukr. He didn't say, do. Because the real shukr to Allah by action. How is action? Many things. Action by tongue, action by heart, action by body, action by eye hand. The action by tongue, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Shukran Ya Allah. Laka Alhamdu wa Shukr. And in heart, complete hamd and content with what Allah give me. With my body, humble yourself and have humility, tawadu, to whom Allah give you. Because Allah is the one He give you. It's not you. It's not your ability. It's not your brain. But actually the mu'min, the more Allah give him tawfiq, the more Allah give him victory, the more Allah give him ability, what he do? He put his nose down. And now all this, what it will do? It make me more generous, more spending, more kind, more compassion, more mercy, more tawadu, more humble and humility. Do you see how it works? Go back to iman and yaqeen. Go back to Islam. Why? Why today we fail in any gathering, in any institution? Because we have no quality. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the owner of all the quality in earth. He developed men with quality. And when the leader with major quality and the companion with very high level of quality, now they succeed. Today, the leader is lunatic, the follower is double lunatic, the action is wacky. And this is why we came. I call it mental institute. Because we try together, crazy people with different disease, everybody has his own stupidity and shayateen, and I try to lead all this shayateen. How? Meaning I am shaitan too. Because I should humble myself and recognize who I'm dealing with. You see, go back to the beginning. The leader has to respect the dough he has, the seed he has. I have a seed of watermelon, don't ask to get hot pepper. Watermelon is hot watermelon. No, excuse me, I want pepper. Go screaming. Watermelon is watermelon. Eggplant is eggplant. Pepper is pepper. But if you have ego problem, you're making a mess. You go to the eggplant, you said, I want watermelon. You go to the pepper, you said, I want eggplant. And the whole organization becomes a mess. Do you understand me or not? Very simple. But again, simple if you are a mu'min, very difficult if you're not a mu'min. What do you think? What do you want? What do you think and what do you want? Do you get the message?
Yes.
Do you have anything minus? Do you feel anything minus in this message?
No.
It's very full. Do you know what the minus is? Where is the soul? Where is the soul? Where is the men capable of tawadu themselves, to humble themselves to Allah, to rise up? You will never rise up. You will never be a leader until you go down first. When Rasulullah Jibreel came to him and told him, Ya Rasulullah, Allah tell you, do you want to be a king forever or a messenger servant? Rasulullah did not know. He looked at Jibreel alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salam keep putting his hand down. He lowered his hand. He said, what is that, ya Jibreel? He said, tawada li rabbika ya Muhammad. Humble yourself to your Lord. Humble yourself to your Lord. And this is why we have hadith Qudsi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man tawada. Whoever humble himself to Allah, Allah elevate him. I do not elevate myself. I cannot elevate myself. If Allah want to elevate me, He elevate me. If Allah want to disgrace me, He disgrace me. But how I can get elevated? When I humble myself. How I destroy myself? When I be arrogant. Arrogant is the mother of all defeat. And humble and humility is the mother of all victory. Generosity is the mother of all victory. Stingy and envy and all this is the mother of all defeat. By this way, the journey of leadership and follower and successful business in this life and hereafter is journey of Iman, journey of Ubudiyya, journey of how to generate a quality within and how to take criticism to able to rise up from my own genetic to the quality Allah love. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of us to be a mu'min, to have tawadu, humble and humility, to decorate us with the quality Allah love. Always ask Allah, oh Allah, decorate me with the quality you love, with your quality, ya Allah. But after the dua, Allah wants subhanahu wa ta'ala to put you in a test to see what you're going to do. You humble yourself, He will make you rise up. It's not only dua and that's it. You have to work in it. You have to earn it. You have to what? Earn it. You have to show Allah you want it. And the ultimate victory to Allah, to really Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you Jannat al-Firdaus, Jannat Adn, the high level of Jannah. This is the ultimate victory. And again, to whom? to whom make ubudiyyah to Allah. The more we have ubudiyyah, the more we be elevated. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our meeting and put barakah in it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in our say and do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to everything we say and we do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the light and wisdom and basira and vision and acceptance in everything we say and we do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in everything we say and we do, and give us ikhlas and sincerity in everything we say and we do.